Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Anything Strangely Poetic. This is your host, Claire Dreamer. I hope you're all having a great day. Now, you know how you get junk mail? And, like, not even like email. And I'm not talking call. I'm talking in the mailbox mail. Well, letter writing, which is what we're going to be talking about today, has a certain way of existing. It existed long ago. People still haven't gone out of it. I mean, like, it's only just recently that we've gotten email and texting and DMs and PMs and whatnot. So, letter writing. It's really old and but people still teach it. Like, if you've ever been to school or your grandparents have attempted to teach you, you've probably learned. You've probably learned that there's a body and introduction and the clothing and the date in the top right corner. Which, I mean, like, isn't that on all worksheets? So, but it's a good thing if you do want to write letters, or if you're one of those junk mail people. Have you ever inspected junk mail? I know you probably don't open it, but, like, have you ever inspected it? There's the date in the top right corner. There's their name or company in the, well, your name in the top left. The body. What they're selling you and why and how. And then their name, the bottom right. You ever see that? Well, I mean, like, it's good for some reason people to learn. But, you know, I want to teach you how to do it, like, really, like, just poetically and pretty. And make everyone who gets your letter just swoon over how beautiful it is. And so, this is what we're doing. So, the reason I'm talking about this is I love writing letters. I don't know why. I think it's just, like, the fact that I get to write on paper. It's my excuse to write on actual paper with the prettiest cursive I can manage, even though I didn't really learn cursive. But I've had people tell me so many weird specifics. Like, did you know there are number 4 pencils? They're like number 2 pencils, but fainter and more delicate. They're also called H pencils if you're into sketching. So if you have an H pencil, you have a number 4 pencil. People use this because it's more delicate, more pretty, and it makes it, well, more pretty. And it's just faint, which is, I mean, a downside, but, you know, it makes it look, I can't think of any other words for delicate and pretty. Whatever, it makes it look better. But speaking of other words that I don't know what to say, I was attempted to talk cursive. You know, that pretty font that probably your parents use, or your grandparents, depending on when you're listening to this. My grandparent tried to teach me, and, you know, I was like 6 when I was attempted to learn. And I didn't want to learn it. I thought, hey, I already know how to write. What do I need to know this for? And so I never really learned. I at least know how to write my signature in cursive. Kind of cursive, not actual cursive, but kind of cursive. But I kind of regret not learning cursive now. You probably don't need to learn cursive, though. Though, if you want to, please go ahead. It's just, I'm kind of sad because I kind of like more elegant to things now. And so it's like, oh. And so it's like, oh, I forgot how to write cursive and it's less pretty. But that's actually not the reason cursive was invented, to be pretty and elegant and for people to love the way you write. No, 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 no. Cursive was a way to write quicker. Like, you ever see, like, kids write? And there's, like, that little tail from each one because they're writing so fast? That's what this is. Cursive was so that you could write quicker. And I think that's kind of funny because most people don't learn cursive nowadays because it's, like, takes time to learn. And it's really hard to write like that for them. It's funny how the times have changed from it's the quicker way to it's the slower way, and no one wants to learn it. Oh, I didn't put a comma. Another cool thing about letters, I'm reading from a script, I'm very sorry, is everything that you can put in them. Okay, have you ever gotten, like, a card for your birthday, and the card has, like, money in it? Or have you ever, like, been to an elementary school on Valentine's Day, and there are these little tiny paper cards, and each one has, like, Fun Dip or a lollipop, and sometimes tattoos in them? Do you remember those? And that is what I'm talking about. Because when you send letters, you can put anything you want. I've seen the poetic thing of giving out flowers in, like, a flower petal in a letter. Sometimes a four-leaf clover. Sometimes, oh, people put perfume in letters. I just, wow. You put perfume on the letter and it smells amazing. And they, like, open it up and it's like, this is what she smells like, you know? I don't know why, but that's just, it's funny to me. It's like, it's just so amazing that people think to put in. I mean, like, you can put anything in. Flowers, scents, money. My, you could even put feathers in. You could put stamps, and if you find one flat enough, pens.